Right, let's get to calls. Let's get to Bobby in Dallas. Bobby, you're on the invasion, not the postgame show.
Oh, there's Bobby. Okay.
Yeah, I guarantee you this is what happened. The white hat meets with both head coaches about 35 minutes before the game, is out there in pregame, and I guarantee you Belichick told the told the official, hey, you need to look for tripping, particularly out of 77, because both of them weren't tripping. But I'm guaranteeing that happening, and the white hat tells the umpire, hey, you need to look for, interior tripping. And I guarantee you it's in the guy's mind. He sees the end result of the guy falling down, and he goes, oh, well, that's obviously tripping. There were bad calls, but the worst was special teams play. It was horrible.
It was bad. You're right, Bobby. And I wouldn't put it past Belichick.
I completely
Belichick
think he's
at
right.
All for that.
Norm, you're making faces. You don't think so?
No.
Why not? What, you don't think Bill Belichick has a chat with the refs beforehand and plants seeds?
They all do.
Everyone does.
Every coach will do that. Hey, I've seen this on film. Watch the holding out of number 63.
We got a real issue with tripping in this team. I want you to, Harry, keep an eye on it. It makes it a personal thing. You don't think that happened?
If that umpire lets that affect his decision 0.01%, he should be fired by the league.
Yeah, but
I think all coaches do that.
Bitch about that all the time, and referees let it go in one ear and out the other.
Something so specific as tripping.
If the league sends them a memo about we're going to try to enforce this or try to enforce that, I think that is a split second flag decision. And Mike, you looked at that play from where the flag came. Do you understand how the back judge could have thrown the flag on the tripping on Frederick? Do you understand the contact?
If he saw something peripherally, I suppose. But again, it was called, what, four times all season?
Yeah, but that...
Four times all season, every game. I think it's far more likely that Bill Belichick said, hey, this is an issue. Please keep an eye on this.
Not saying to go out there and call it, but yeah, I think every head coach does that to every official in every sport.
And it's a personal thing, and Bill Belichick's been around for 40 years. They will at least respect and listen.
What do you think the list of things he gave the officials was?
I bet he picks about two of them, highlights them, and pushes those too hard.
So you figure, given that they'd called two trippings in the league all season, he pushed tripping on the officials yesterday.
I think that actually makes some sense, yes. He's a genius.
Man, I don't see how you don't think head coaches would do that to officials in every sport all the time. Hey, watch the so-and-so in basketball. Watch, man, he holds right down there or something like that. Watch the moving screens.
I don't
they
disagree.
Do that a lot.
Coaches may mention that. What I'm saying is, I think officials think, okay.
You think they're just completely blank,
yeah,
independent? They don't let any of these interpersonal relationships that have lasted 20 years.
No, I go out and I call the football game as I see it.
Boy, I bet they called tripping and Bill Belichick's over there going
underneath his wet wool.
Good call, Harry.
Christmas gift coming your way, buddy. Where are we going next, Mike?
One.
Junior in Dallas. You're on the invasion.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey. Nothing.
Hey, so I agree with the last caller, because I am a New England fan. I grew up there, and I will tell you this. At least five games out of your season are going to come down to your coach and how much attention to detail they have putting you over. Because when we went into the game yesterday, I was actually concerned with the weather, because y'all have the advantage with the offensive line and a premier running back, and they didn't use them. And 100%, I guarantee Belichick sent a memorandum to NFL offices before this game. If he noticed something on tape, even if it's just a subtle, small leg kick out there to help obstruct, as Norm said, he sent it out. It was fresh in their mind. It helped them in the game. It didn't win the game because there wasn't proper execution, but I guarantee it helped to play a point in the game to help them win.
Whammy.
I think you all are afraid of the boogeyman. I'm serious. The Cowboys lost yesterday because they made an enormous number of mistakes.
Agreed.
And that call on Frederick, I understand how the human being could see that and think it's tripping. I do. The
So you acknowledge head coaches talk to referees and probably mention things before games, right? And have been doing it for 40 years.
No.
And you think that has never actually led to a referee saying, oh, wow, he did do that, and throwing a flag.
No.
Never once?
No.
Oh, not once?
No.
Oh, okay. Not once in the history of the league. All right. Well, then.
If the league sends down a memorandum, hey, this is getting out of hand in our league. You should watch this. Linemen are doing this. I'm sorry. That's the boogeyman. So how many times do you think Garrett's told him?
I don't think he has the cachet that Bill Belichick does, for one.
How many times do you think Harbaugh's told him?
I think he says it every single game.
Oh, I bet he does it every game.
If
absolutely.
If they see something and say, boy, number 63 has a tendency to hold, you know.
Yep.
Just keep that in mind.
So give me a guess over the last 200 games, how many times Belichick said something that wasn't called at all?
Probably very often.
Me too.
But if it works one half of one time, one time at the perfect time, that's how you get to be a genius and probably the greatest coach of all time.
So the thought is, at 2:45, Belichick told the referee something. The referee then gathered his officials together, including the back judge, and said, hey, Bill told me for you to watch tripping.
How about this one? Remember, and Brody just tweeted, Jay Gruden mentioned in his press conference last year, remember, that he told officials to watch LP because he moves the ball before he snaps it, and it costs us a damn game.
Exactly right.
Okay.
That's an infraction before the snap.
But it's the same conversation.
Something. But
hey, please watch this.
Once the ball is snapped, there's a world of action going on. That man is watching all sorts of things.
You just said in the history of the league, it's never actually worked, and I provided information that proves that it worked last year, including the coach saying so, and now you're saying that doesn't apply.
Mike, he said on a dead ball situation to watch the fact that the center moves the ball before he snaps it, which is illegal procedure.
Right.
This is when all hell breaks loose, you got to be watching this guy over here for this.
Well, it's his job to watch all that hell breaking loose. So
exactly
something
right.
that happens within that, yes.
And he's got holding to watch?
But Belichick's too smart to say, hey, watch out for holding. He threw something random that's only been called four times this year and said, this is something they do. Please watch this.
Does he mention pick plays? Does he mention the tendency of Byron Jones to put his hands out while he's running next to a player?
Some weeks he may do that. This week I bet he mentioned tripping.
I just think y'all are just chasing a bogeyman. You're trying to explain something that is just a natural possible officiating mistake.
So had we said this last year, had we said this last year and about the LP,
those are two different freaking situations.
When the head coach tells the referee, watch this, and then he calls this
situation infraction.
Okay, but it's a completely different concept. The head coach saying, referee, watch this. Referee calls it, costs us a game. That's just insane to think that he may have said the word tripping instead of moving the ball slightly prior to snap.
Yes.
Okay.
So you're saying there are two calls this year for tripping and a holding, and Belichick saying, hey, you got to call some tripping calls today.
The fact that you think Bill Belichick doesn't pick something and mentioned it to the head referee, hey, something to keep an eye on.
I think he may pick something every week, and I think the official says, hey. Now, when you specifically say, watch this man for doing this dead ball infraction, that's a different thing to ask an official to look for. You're saying that there's an illegal procedure here in the moving of the football before the snap.
All right, back to your corners.
Yeah.
We'll come back after this break in the round
I
and
love
come
you,
back
Norm.
And talk more Patriots-Cowboys next. It's the Invasion on the Ticket.